You are listening to the 2012 SCAC Volleyball Tournament Preview Podcast. I'm joined today by head coach Ed Garza of Austin College, whose team comes into this weekend's SCAC tournament as the event's number 4 seed with a 23-12 overall mark, 5-5 in the SCAC. First of all, coach, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me, Dwayne. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Coach, your team got off to a slow start, I guess, at least in terms of conference play. You dropped your first 3 conference matches and 4 of your first 6, but you've obviously rebounded very nicely since then, including a huge 3-0 victory over then number 18 Colorado College, and I think you've won 7 of your last 8 overall matches. Talk a little about the season and about how you feel about your team heading into this weekend's tournament.
Well, we did start off pretty slow this year, and that happens when you have a lot of new kids and everything. And this was one of the very unique years for me. I had a lot of injuries this year that I've never had before in the past. And, I've been here 17 years, and the first 16 years, I didn't have half as many injuries as I had this year. And it was just little accidents. Somebody from the team went under the net, you know, a player stepped on an ankle, stuff like that. Just little crazy things like that, but finally everybody's healthy toward the end of the season. That's what we're excited about, that we are healthy and we are playing well. But, you know, with anything, you know, our conference is very tough. It's a very extreme tough, in volleyball especially. And, you know, for the first time ever, I did start off 0-3 in conference, and I don't think I've ever been in that situation before, but, I knew that was going to happen. When you have teams like Southwestern, Colorado, and Trinity, you know, those teams are going to definitely bring it to you, and you have to be at your top of your game, or, you know, you're going to suffer some consequences, but that's the way it goes.
Coach, let's talk about specific players. Tell me about some of your key players, and tell me who needs to have a really good weekend for Austin College as you guys try to win your first ever SCAC volleyball title.
Well, it's a team effort. I wish I could just pinpoint one person, but there's always, you need to have at least in our situation, and probably any school in our conference, you need to have at least 3 or 4 players playing their best at all times. You can get away with one not playing very well, but if you don't have the other 2 or 3, it's going to be tough. It's very tough. And, I have my two seniors that, I expect a lot of performance from, Adrian Reynolds, who's been playing extremely well, all year. She's a very dominant libero and does her job and listens very well and reads very well. And then Kelly McDaniel, the setter, has done extremely good job of getting the ball to where we need it to be given to our hitters. And her setting has been pretty steady. She's gotten a lot more steady as of late. And then, of course, Anita Cavaspor, who played a little bit her freshman year, started for me as a freshman, then was out for 2 years due to different types of injuries. And then this year, she's back, and, we're very happy to have her back in our program. And we'd like to see her finish her senior year, playing very well.
Coach, you just picked up a really big win individually. I know most people don't like to talk about individual milestones. It's a team sport, but you can't help but reflect a little bit back on. There's not too many people out there that's won 500 matches for their career, and I know you won that at the last SCAC event. And had a nice presentation there from Trinity. Just talk a little bit about what that win means for you, and maybe even more so what it means for the Austin College program.
Well, Trinity did a very nice job there with that. I was totally caught off guard by that, and I was so impressed with the way they did the little presentation and everything. I'm still, overwhelmed by that because, I've been in this business for 19 years now as a head coach and, in a few years as an assistant. Prior to that, and just the fact that coaches like Julie Jenkins did that presentation is just amazing. It blew my mind, and I was so impressed with our coaches because we are still human, and you could tell by how we interact with each other outside of the conference matches. And the coach from the University of Dallas is one of my good friends. I've been best friends for him for a long time, and and then Hannah Long, I have a lot of respect for her being so young and doing so well. And then of course Rick Swan has always, he and I hang out together many, many times at other places. So we've, he's always done a great job with his program. And, I know those coaches, those particular 4 coaches very well. I've been around them a long time. So, getting the 500th win was amazing. It just means that I've been doing this a long time. 17 years at Austin College, that's, I just have been very fortunate. good leadership about me to let me get this experience and be able to work this and then have great young ladies who, you know, believe in volleyball and believe in the system and were able to, you know, help me reach that, that's a goal, that not really a goal, but that milestone for me. You know, there's other goals that we have, and that was just one that, you know, I'm glad I was able to get to it, and now you know, I can look on and hopefully we'll reach other goals that we have set for ourselves. Of course, no one knew that I was doing that other than myself and a few coaches, so I was pretty happy with that.
You're listening to the 2012 SCAC Volleyball Tournament Preview Podcast. Today I'm joined by Austin College head coach Ed Garza. Coach, you touched on this a little bit in one of your earlier answers, but even in this smaller version of the SCAC, the league is still one of the tougher Division III conferences in the nation. Talk a little bit about how it is to coach in this league, to show up at conference events, and know you're going to be playing against some of the better programs and some of the better coaches that Division III volleyball has to offer.
I think, you know, us being in this type of conference where we play, you know, two or three ranked teams every week, and, you know, when we have our conference tournaments, it makes us a lot stronger. I've noticed when we play other schools, like this past weekend in the conference tournament, I mean, that little tournament at Southwestern, you know, for us, we kept performing the way we were supposed to. Our girls were not exhausted like I see some other programs outside of our conference. You know, they were, you know, they're not used to playing two or three teams that are ranked. As I was talking to the coach from Pennsylvania this weekend, one of the coaches who played, he goes, "I don't know how you guys play Trinity, Southwestern, and Colorado." And I go, "Well, you learn how to do it, or you don't. You end up losing, and that's just the way it is." You know, and you know, sometimes you're playing a lot of new kids. Sometimes that it takes a while to get them, you know, accustomed to playing tough teams all the time. But in the long run, it makes us stronger, it makes us better. You know, and just the level of play, people see us outside of our conference, and they just can't believe how fast we are. And I'm looking at us, and I say, "I wish I was as fast as Trinity, Southwestern, and Colorado." You know, so they're very good. And not to take University of Dallas out, because Bob Howard has come a long way. I mean, he took us to five, and he's taken Colorado to five. He's taken other programs to five. So, you know, they're just, you know, they might turn it on this weekend, and that's, you know, you never know who's going to win it this weekend.
Coach Ed Garza and his Austin College Kangaroos will be going for their first SCAC volleyball title this weekend, and that journey is going to begin with a match against fifth-seeded University of Dallas on Friday. A victory there would set up a showdown with top-ranked Colorado College later that afternoon in the semis. Coach, thanks for sharing some time with us today, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.